This is for the players.
Hey, there it is. I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For the Players, the pop culture as PlayStation podcast. The 40 years of playing PlayStation and almost 8 years in that games media combined, we want to throw our hat in the ring and join that PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation normally happens at a 9 a.m. Australian Standard Time on a Monday, but it's happening today live. This is a live show, as Ryan changes that, and 8 a.m. on iTunes and all the other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of that conversation, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you. Lee Stevenson, it's for the players.
And if you want to show the love for the pop culture is on your body, head to thepopculturist.com/shop, where you can buy shirts like this, like that. Still no hats, but there's a bunch of cool things that we can do. As I mentioned, we are Twitch affiliated at twitch.tv/thepopculturist. Go there, give us a follow, watch as we stream some games.
We say on YouTube.
But
we say live on YouTube. Go follow us on Twitch, hey.
Yeah, why not? But as Josh said, this is a different episode. We are recording this live on June the 2nd as part of our 12-hour celebratory live stream where we are just having some fun, playing some games and raising some money for a local Geelong organization called Gen U and their Applied Video Gaming Program. The amazing people in our community so far, we're just 3 hours deep, have already donated $465, is it?
Yes.
$465. Holy shit. Isn't that amazing?
Lee says a 40-second delay makes him look stupid.
But yes, if you do want to also help Gen U and the Applied Gaming Program, where they're using the power of video games to help those with mental challenges and disabilities, that link will be in the description. You can also help us join the cause. Hey, how are you, man?
Swell.
How's the things?
Great.
Yeah, I'm all fucking weird energied from like...
It's just really hot in here.
It is so hot in here.
It's not made for 5 people.
No.
It's not.
It's body heat.
It's barely made for 2.
If anything, this stream has taught me that we need a big table and a big room.
I don't think the room's the issue. It's ventilation.
Because we're only in here for short bursts, so we just kind of lock the doors down and we walk away.
I'm sweating chips.
What have you been playing this week, man?
Wow.
Oh, wow, the game.
Wow, as well. World of Warcraft.
Yep.
I mean, every week you're like, what am I? I'm like, wow. And it's like, well, I can tell you what I've been doing, but you won't care because you won't understand any of it. So I'm like, well, how deep do I go into what I've been doing in the World of Warcraft?
I'm sure people out there will want to be interested.
Still, I'm trying out all my characters to decide for the expansion what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently smashing on my warrior.
Actually, Sam, so we've got the chat there. We will address it here and there. But Sam's got a good point. I imagine these fucking things just trap heat in.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Poor colour scheme.
But yeah, so what have you been doing? Well,
Not leveling my warrior. Playing my warrior. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out, do I like him anymore? Do I not like the changes? I do like him, but I'm also playing my shaman, paladin, demon hunter, death knight, monk, and rogue, and a little bit of warlock.
It's like a whole 7 different classes.
Yeah, well, there's 12 in the game, and I've got 8 of them at max level, so I might just work on the rest of them a little bit.
Very nice. Really.
Just so when the expansion drops, I'm like, this one. I don't have to fuck around in old content and all that kind of stuff. I am planning to play Attack on Titan 2 on the PS4. I've got a copy.
Yep. Thank you very much to Kat at the team at Turnlock Distribution. Was supposed to be a giveaway, but I gave it away to Josh.
Sam says, why should I buy WoW? Because you will not need to buy another video game ever.
And it's as good as heroin.
It saves you money. Because you pay $15 a month, which if you play enough, you can do that, pay that with WoW gold, and you don't want to play anything else. BFA doesn't interest me yet, says Lee. It's at the point now. Okay, quick bit of WoW history. There's been a fair few points in the last couple of expansions where the Alliance and Horde have to come together to defeat...
a common enemy.
Giant world enemy boss X. And now this expansion is all focused on the Alliance and Horde fucking trying to kill each other again. It's like, we've been through so much. Like, from an RP perspective, it's like, why would we want to do this? At this point, we've done so much together, and it's like, seems kind of forced. I know, like, WoW is always about Alliance v. Horde. No, that's what it is. But it's at the point in the story where it's like, it maybe shouldn't be that to that extent anymore, to have a whole expansion focused around it. But we'll see. It's just an enjoyable game to play. What about you?
My week is about the same as normal. Chipping away more at that that God of War Platinum.
You must be close by now.
I'm very close. Like, I literally have just... I just have to get...
Ravens.
The Ravens and the Treasures. That's it. Everything else is done. So now it's just systematically going through each section and clearing things out. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about having it ready to go here for the stream so that I could probably, you know, get a Platinum on stream, but I totally didn't. So,
well, there's no way to really judge how long it's going to take.
Because even if I got everything up until the Valkyrie and then fought the Valkyrie and won on the stream, who knows whether I'd even do that.
Yeah, what if you couldn't kill the Valkyrie?
Yeah, well, I'd be fucked, wouldn't I? And on top of that, I did jump into Rainbow Six Siege.
Mm-hmm.
That game is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at it.
That's a given.
Yep, it's a given. Mm-hmm. So, because when I play a lot of shooters, I'm so used to the environment not trying to fuck you around. So, like, a wall is a wall. No questions asked. So, I'm, like, camping in a corner. I'm, like, I barricaded all the doors. I'm, like, wall. And then
the wall's like, fuck you, camper.
And then some guy comes blasting through the wall and just ruins me.
Yep.
And I have, like, zero survival chance. Get stomped. I'm, like, god damn it.
It all comes with time. You'll learn it.
And then I get an email the next day from one of the PR guys at Ubisoft who jumped into the stream. He's, like, hey, man, saw you get stomped in Rainbow Six Siege last night.
Would like to see it again.
And he's, like, nice work. I'm, like, that was against the computer. Thank you very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Actually, no, I got stomped on both, so it was fine.
You get stomped all around then.
Yeah, it's getting destroyed. Mm. Yeah, look, it's a lot of fun, you know, because it is 3 years in the making now, so like, I think it's... Diving in now is probably a really good way, because you know, you sort of seeing all the benefits.
It's balanced, the bug fixes are done, yeah, and all that kind of stuff.
Now, there are I think there's new expansions coming out sort of like in the near future as well, so... be pretty cool. But other than that, like, I've been mostly prepping for this and doing some other shit, so like, I haven't really been able to play a lot of games this week. Plus, it's
but you're making
quiet
up for that today.
Yeah, I'm playing so many games today. It's been quiet.
Well, you already played Mario Kart, Rocket League, not Rocket League.
Fortnite. Rotation Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Million Dollars Butt. And then later we've got, after this, we have an E3 predictions video.
Yeah.
And then when you are playing Rocket League, then it is... Solo, I believe, for Popcorn Sports. Yeah. And then we're playing a bunch of random
Siege.
And there's so many different games going on for the next 12 hours. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, like, that's what I've been doing at this point. Because, like, I know there are games coming out every week, but there's nothing that's jumping at me now. After I finish Detroit, I'm pretty quiet until, say, E3, when they may say, if there's something coming out in the next month or so. Mm. But nothing is jumping out at me that I need to play.
Well, there's not. Really? The drop might change that later.
The drop might have something interesting in there. It's always sneaky. Keep on moving. Oh, and then after we talk about what we've been playing, we jump into the news where we tell you about the PlayStation news that's happened this week in a section we call Inform the Players.
I can tell when you've just forgotten that this is your segue to. You're like, look, let's keep going.
Come on, Josh. Do it. You fucking idiot.
We got about 6 bits of news this week. Some big, some small. Number one, God of War is on its way to racking up 1 billion views on YouTube in record time.
Holy shit.
Since its release on April 20, data analyst Matchmade reports that God of War has amassed 728 million views on YouTube by the end of the month. If it maintains this momentum on the platform, it'll be on track to break 1 billion views by June or July, making it the fastest game to reach a milestone in YouTube history.
So,
now, that is weird.
So my question is, how do they do that? Do they just search God of War and see how many...
Some poor fucking intern just adding up every... Yeah.
On a good note, we've contributed like 20,000 views to that. thanks to, you know, thanks...
Humble brag.
Thanks to the unboxing and the...
PlayStation.
And the PlayStation, Ethan's beautiful PlayStation with the axe. Up there. Yeah. Some Portuguese channel stumbled across it. We got a nice little bunch of comments in Portuguese. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I watched the video. I'm like, I've no idea what you said, but you seem to like it.
But
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Give it a little
so
love.
I comment, and I'm like, thanks, man.
A little love heart on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, sure, thanks. But it is also, like, weird's not the right word, but because it's such a, you know, single-player, story-driven game, for it to be amassing that amount of views so quickly is a bit strange because it doesn't have that big multiplayer pull, obviously, but... People care. People obviously care. What are you doing on your phone?
David's messaging me.
Well, fuck, he can come in.
Yeah, he could come in.
Dave, just pop your head in, man. Cool.
He's essentially saying that we haven't given away shit in a while, so we're going to give away some
Jess
shit
is
while
doing
we're
it right now.
Oh, is she? Dope.
That's what all the thanks in the chat are for.
I've been ignoring the chat. Moving on.
Moving on. Gfinity Esports Australia is teaming up with Network 10 to bring the G-Fin and the AU Elite series to free-to-air TV, showing all Rocket League matches on One. Online viewership will be handled exclusively with Twitch. The G-Fin and the Elite series, which kicks off this weekend with the Counter-Strike Global Offensive competition, has entered into a partnership. Yeah, this weekend we're recording now. Has entered a partnership with Network 10 to broadcast their Rocket League competition on One each Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Australian Standard Time. All matches, including CS:GO and Street Fighter 5 competitions, air simultaneously on twitch.tv/gfinityau. Broadcasting out of the Gfinity Hoyts Esports Arena in Sydney's Moore Park, which also opens now weekend, the competition will also allow spectators to attend live with tickets on sale via Hoyts website. And then there's a big quote like, yeah, we like esports, we want to do all the things. That's cool as beans.
That is rad.
I bet you when I said Rocket League, Davey's perked up a little bit there. but it's cool to have not only an esports arena in Australia, also the arguably the biggest channel in Australia, Network 10 on, mm-hmm. on One. And it's not a dead slot either. I mean, Sunday 10 to 1 is pretty good, really. I mean, everyone's off work, everyone can tune in. It's not like it's on a Thursday night at 11 p.m. or anything like that.
Like Screenplay. Thanks,
yeah.
Seven, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Seven, mate. So they're doing cool things.
There's a chair there. Be careful, Dev.
Hey, man.
What's up, Dave? Oh, Ethan's coming in with...
the first completed controller.
Sam Vanderly, you still in the chat, dude?
All right, so...
so this is going to be the runner-up prize for the...
yep, sounds good. Okay, so we should also mention that we... oh, it's over there. Just a break of normal show, because we're going to have we're going to have Ethan come in and talk about his Assassin's Creed controller that he has built for Sam Vanderly. As a winner, yeah, I'm gonna get up here. So apologies on the break of regular structure. That's the point.
Hey guys.
So if those don't know, this is Ethan from Technology and Gaming. He's the one that helped make my awesome PlayStation.
Yes, my beautiful axe. I love that axe so much.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I just finished. Just put the final screw in it. Then the Assassin's Creed Origins controller is now complete. Those that you're on it, what, an hour and a half ago, saw it at the start levels of painting. But it is now completed stages of painting. So I did all the... added a few more shades of brown just to break up the original sand color that I painted down. And then darkened up the cracks. And then did a gold on the inside of the hieroglyphics and for the Assassin's Creed Origins logo.
Who won that?
Sam. I don't know Sam's last name.
Vanderly.
Vanderly.
And those runes say...
Sam.
They say Sam.
They're hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs, and you're not runes, can't
you? Runes, get your fucking mythologies right.
One job. But yeah, it's turned out well. I left all the buttons in that as stock, just so it makes it easy to play, because painting buttons... I had a yellow set of buttons that I was thinking about changing out, but they just look dicky, so... sometimes you just can't beat
and
stock.
And as Sam, being a control collector, perfect man to win this, and he's going to have a damn good time.
Is he still in the chat, or is he out to go?
I don't know.
I think he may have bounced. That's all right.
So he just missed me showing it off before.
And yeah, he did.
I come in and show
like
it completed.
Like 10 minutes after you showed the
exactly.
first update.
Give
it to
someone else.
Tap it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck him. Someone else gets it now.
So I'm now going to go finish. I've got, what's the time now? 3 o'clock. So nearly 3:30. So I've got 2 hours to finish the Dead Rising on before I have to bounce.
Yep.
I've got to
and you have paint on your face. Make sure you get that
surprising.
Off before you get
not
fight.
Surprising. It's messy work, man. I've also got paint all over my shirt, on my hands.
There he is. There's Sam Vanderly. Had to wee. Guess what?
Merry Christmas, Sam.
This is your beautiful controller.
No, Dylan. Just no.
That's out of control. Thanks, Dylan.
So with the idea you're going for like a block of stone from one of the...
Bring it closer, he says.
So the idea is it's a pyramid brick, and then obviously in bricks, I guess they carve stuff, so I made sure I carved every detail in rather than painting it on.
Mm-hmm.
So the hieroglyphs and all the cracks and that are actually carved directly into the controller, so it's got the 3D feel. And same with the Assassin's Creed logo, it's all carved in.
Very nice.
So I left it slightly rough in the carved area, so it looked like it's actually been chiseled in, because you're not going to end up with a silky smooth.
It won't be very clean, no.
Yeah.
Cool.
But nice. That's that. I just got to clear coat it, but that takes a while, and then we're done.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Sam.
Cheers, man. I'm going to go back to work.
So we'll be giving away other things throughout the day. So now we should mention all our giveaways are only available to those that are based out of Australia, just because of region coding and whatnot. So later on, we're getting into our E3 predictions. So whoever has the best E3 prediction, in our opinion, gets themselves a copy of Detroit Become Human.
Nice.
And then whoever's runner-up gets his lovely PlayStation 1 coasters.
I thought they were the actual games.
No.
Oh, are they cool coasters anyway?
They are very cool coasters.
Should also mention that they'll be available for the people watching live. You know, by the time this goes up, competition's over.
So. That's correct. So, sorry about that. But yes.
Sam's been spamming the chat. Esports cool.
The esports very cool. Like I like the it's because one when I remember one was originally launched was supposed to be like a sports channel, and then it kind of went away from that. I'm glad it's coming back a bit. That's good. Very
and,
cool.
You know, as we've said a few times now, Rocket League is a perfect game to do that. Car soccer.
Yep. People can understand it.
The rules are pretty simple. Gameplay has a good skill curve.
Yeah, and it's real and like it's really cool to watch people do some really cool trick shots.
The aerial stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm worried Dave's gonna get me later with some of that stuff, but we'll see.
We'll see how we go.
Details on the next installment of the Assassin's Creed franchise were leaked and were later confirmed by Ubisoft. French site Je Video Live via Kotaku said the next installment in the series will be called Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Sources confirmed to Kotaku that this next entry in the franchise will take place in ancient Greece and that it will be released before the end of the Ubisoft fiscal year 2019, which ends March 31st of next year. According to Kotaku, Odyssey is set to be an even more significant departure for the series than the last year's Assassin's Creed Origins. Mm-hmm. While Origins altered the combat, Odyssey will also introduce dialogue options, a first for the series. Odyssey will also reportedly allow players to choose between male and female protagonists, and although the game is supposedly a sequel to Origins, it will reportedly introduce new heroes instead of returning to the Origins' Bayek and Aya. Greece is cool, man.
Yeah,
Greece
but like,
is a cool city, like Spartans and stuff.
See, my concern is now, I understand games don't take more than a year to be made, but my concern was that they took time away to sort of refocus the franchise and tweak it, make it better, and they're falling back into the old habit.
Half and half.
Yeah, but like
18 months instead of 2 years. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but come on. Like, it's not even 18 months. It would literally be a year. Because if this is coming... Like,
it came out in, what, October last year?
Yeah.
And it comes out March.
No, up to March.
Well, yeah.
Within the fiscal year. So it could drop November. It could drop October.
The thing is, though, is that I think a lot of what they did with Origins would have been under the counter stuff, you know, messing with the engine and all that. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't have had to do that with this. I think a lot of it, they can go, yeah, we'll take that coding and that coding. And they've skipped half the work, possibly. I don't know.
Potentially.
So I'm not too fussed, really.
Yeah, my concerns is that we'll be back where we were with the burnout of Assassin's Creed. And the thing is, because people have already been burnt out, it's really easy for them to get burnt out again. It's much easier. So I think the turnaround time, rather than 15 games people get burnt out, it might be 5 games people get burnt out again.
It's a
dangerous balance.
Fallout 76 has been announced by Bethesda. It's not yet clear what kind of game Fallout 76 will be or which of Bethesda studios have been involved in developing it. Do we know that yet or not?
We don't know, but it's believed that it may be the studio that they picked up recently.
Mm-hmm.
Battlecry?
However, Fallout 76 is currently available for pre-order, because of course it is, suggesting it will not be a free-to-play game on PC, Xbox One and PS4. The titular Vault 76 has previously been mentioned but never seen in previous Fallout games. A control vault containing 500 occupants living in Vault 76 doesn't appear to involve the cruel experiments most vaults in the series have been known for. It's also not clear where Vault 76 is located, but the song used in the teaser, Take Me Home Country Roads, does mention West Virginia, which could be a clue. Prior Fallout lore also gives us a clue about Fallout 76's setting.
So in the lore of Fallout Vault 76, they talk about the greater Washington area, which is like West Virginia is just to the west of Washington, so like it's within the same locale, but it all depends on whether they want to retcon what already exists for 76. But on the rumor mill as well, so from Jason Schreier, who is a known rad person with knowledge,
with contacts,
he's mentioned that it's a survival game in the same vein of like Rust and those sort of things. So I think the whole idea is where this is set 25 years after the bombs dropped. Was the big nuclear fallout. So I think taking in from what Fallout 4 has done in terms of the community building and the people management, I think it's heading down that line. That's what the game
whole game is just rescuing settlements.
Yeah, so it'll pretty much be like State of Decay sort of shit, but Fallout. I think Fallout aesthetic will work. Because
of course it'll
work. Wasteland, whether it's a good game, who knows?
Of course it'll work, is that needed?
Yeah, but it may suffer the same fate as, you know, Metal Gear Survive. Although Metal Gear is a much more beloved franchise than Fallout, comparatively, you know, the hype for Metal Gear is insane. I don't think it'll get as much backlash, but I don't think it will do fantastic.
We'll have to wait.
But I also did predict, like, this is the problem. Same as Assassin's Creed. Although we're going to get to our predictions very shortly, I also predicted that there would be no Fallout or Elder Scrolls, or no Assassin's Creed this year.
But you didn't publicly say that.
No, but so. I wrote my list about a month ago.
Mm.
To be like, okay, cool, this is my list. And then as we're going, everything's just getting crossed out.
Except,
like,
Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I still don't know about that one.
PS Plus games for June 2018. For PS4, you'll get Trials Fusion and XCOM 2. Yes.
XCOM 2 is dope.
XCOM is amazing.
Cam's Frozen. Oh, no.
Oh, it is. Bear with us while we fix up the camera here. Hey. It's putting in the hard yards today, man.
It is. It's
going
for
12 hours. Yeah, XCOM is... I played the first XCOM for a lot. I didn't quite want to pull the trigger on XCOM 2, but obviously it's free now. PS3, we'll get Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier and Zombie Driver HD. And for the Vita, you'll get Squares and Atomic Ninjas.
No best-selling games for this week. It hasn't been published yet by PlayStation Australia, so that's
fine.
Just
check then?
Yeah, I just checked then. We should also mention that...
1 and 2 are Detroit and God of War.
Yeah.
In some order.
Yeah. We should also mention that PlayStation are having the State of Play going on right now, where the controllers are going cheap, as well as that limited edition PS4 Slim, the blue one with the gold secret symbols on the front. Very cool. Very cool indeed.
Okay. Okay.
That's it. This is your
segue. This is my segue. That's it for the news, Ryan, as we have a chat to the players about Sony's E3 2018 press conference and what it will entail.
So at time of recording, E3 is literally 2 weeks away. So as...
You're not allowed to see one.
That's fair. So as we do, we're going to throw around our predictions. We will have some that are very accurate, that we'll kind of win trophies for, because we do have a trophy.
Yeah, but I thought it was a point-based system, so we can only have the same amount.
Yes.
I've got 5 for Sony.
We've got 5. Okay, well, I'll pick 5 out of
all.
You
got like 8 pages.
I have that Nintendo, Bethesda, Square, Xbox, there's PlayStation. This is what I was writing at work.
What the fuck?
This is what I was writing at work.
What made you think from last year where we had 3 each?
No.
Hey.
I just sat down and wrote everything that came to my brain of what could have been a prediction.
Right. But you didn't filter out.
I haven't filtered anything yet. So I haven't even checked whether any of these are not true.
Well, you're going to have to wing it then.
I'm going
to
wing it.
So what? How do you want back and forth?
Yeah, backwards and forwards.
Well, you start.
All right.
Give me one.
The kings of mine's a nice, easy one, I think, is very likely. I believe Days Gone will get itself a release date.
Dylan.
We should forget Dylan is off camera. He's being the adjudicator. His job is to write down our predictions for us to...
I also have that.
You also have that?
Because I think it's a given.
Yeah, I think the release date for Days Gone is going to happen. and Legion's in not another hashtag Project Scorpio Gate. Yeah, that fucking... I still won. That dicked me over, Dylan, last year. Because it wasn't announced... Because it was announced as Xbox One X, not Scorpio.
Yeah, that's right.
He caught me on semantics.
You still won anyway.
So. I did still win. So to add to this, Dylan, my first prediction is Days Gone will get a release date and it'll be Q1 2019.
Oh, you want to filter it down that way.
Q1 2019 next year. 2019, so that's anywhere between January and March.
I'm going to agree on a Days Gone release date.
Yeah. This is not one of your predictions. You're just
no, this is one of my predictions.
Oh, okay. Shit.
But
okay.
It will be quarter 4 2018.
Do you think it's coming out this year? Man, I'd be very happy for
Sony. Sony haven't done
year.
That for a very long... Well, it's out in 2 months.
No, they've not really done that. Like, I think it's ready
to... Spider-Man in...
August?
September. November.
The problem is this year is very backloaded. We've got, like, Red Dead Redemption. Of course, we've got the new Battlefield, the new Call of Duty.
Different games for different people.
Different games from people. I agree with that. I think Days Gone is... I think the problem with Days Gone is that it is going to be... niche. Like, we know what it is, we know who Sony Bender are, so I'm really excited for the game personally, but I think the average person is not going to have that excitement.
I wouldn't really call it niche. I don't think no one cares who fucking makes the casual consumer doesn't care who makes the game. They just see a game trailer and they go, that looks cool.
Yeah, but so I think there's too many big things around it to make quarter four dangerous.
Apparently Sony announced Days Gone was delayed until 2019. So
they're great. Josh's prediction's already done.
No. It could be a fake out. It could be a fake.
So you're gonna still stick with it?
Stick strong with it.
Stay strong with it.
Stay strong with it. It's your turn again.
My next one is.
See, you're not even ready. Like you should be docked a point now.
Look, some of these are kind of bad. Like I said, no mention of hardware, and then 3 days later, they're like, "We're not doing it. We're announcing hardware."
So why didn't you cross it out?
Because I haven't looked at this since then. I think Rocksteady will come in and announce their new title. And it will be a DC property.
With the trailer? Like all the things? Big shebang?
No, just an announcement. What's the game? A DC property.
Is that what? It's like The Sims in Metropolis. DC property.
Yeah. DC real estate.
Gonna build Luther Corp over here.
Yeah, it's City Skylines, but in DC. No. Rocksteady will announce the new title and it will be within the DC universe.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean? It's also very unlikely they'll do another DC game because they have openly stated that they don't want to do any more DC games. So it's a risk. It's a risk there. Joshua.
It's Joker Origins.
there is that still rumor of that Arkham Insurgency, but I think that was rumored to come from
someone else.
WB Montreal. So that's very risky.
Their show will open with the orchestra for Ghosts of Tsushima.
Okay.
I think it's the perfect game for an orchestra. You know, really beautiful Japanese, all the wind flutes and all that kind of stuff. We don't really know much. I think it'd be dumb for them. There's not much else they can really open with. They're not going to do Days Gone because they'll be laughed out of the auditorium. Can't do Death Stranding. Mm. Last of Us is way too far out to be given that kind of treatment. Spider-Man's already got a date. Doesn't need to show anything else. So it's pretty much all they've got left, I think, to open a show with.
I disagree. Because PlayStation have a pattern the last couple of years where they open with something that you know, and then the second thing is something that you're unsure on.
But what would they open with?
I'd say Spider-Man, otherwise, then go Ghost of Tsushima.
They wouldn't open with... It's out in 4 months. I don't think giving it the first slot at E3 is a...
Maybe they'll show something cool, like Green Goblins in there, Venoms or something in there. I don't know.
Who cares?
Not a prediction.
Who cares? No, Ghost of Tsushima will open the show with the orchestra.
We will see footage of the Medieval remaster... And that game is coming out this year.
Ooh. I disagree with that.
Oh, why is that?
I don't think it'll be coming out this year.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think it's going to kill me.
That's what's going to shoot you in the foot.
Yeah.
You could have just said footage of Medieval, and there's your point.
Well, Dylan, no, you can't change has it a now. Fucking cry if I get vague. So I'm gonna run that risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. With the announcement of last year at PSX, depending on what they're doing, although I don't think... It may be what Vicarious Visions is working on. I'm not too sure. Because they did such a good job with Crash. But I think they're not working... No, because they're not... Spyro's being done by Toys for Bob, so... My brain just went, wait, they're doing Spyro, but they're not doing Spyro. I think that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. You ready, Dylan? Yeah. There will not be any new AAA first-party games announced.
Very likely.
Period. Yeah. I think we've known their whole hand for probably since E3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have anything else in the works. They've got a good future with The Last of Us and Death Stranding and Ghost of Tsushima. I don't think we'll be getting anything new from their first party house.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Rocksteady might show something at the Sony conference, but it's not going to be exclusive to the PlayStation 4. So from their studios, we won't get anything new.
Once again, this discussion we've had 1,000 times. So in terms of their first party, everyone's done something at this point. Like... so we've got it's like Sucker Punch, which they're doing Ghost of Tsushima, so they're done. Santa Monica have just finished God of War; they're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You've got like Polyphony, which you assume are working on another Gran Turismo. You know, like it's all
Naughty Dog are doing.
Yeah,
Last
Naughty
of
Dog
Us.
Are doing Last of Us. That's a given.
Kojima is doing
Kojima-y things. You know, like as in, if you go down that list, there is no space. The only spaces were Sucker Punch and Sony. Sony Bend, which we now know from like since last year. So no, I agree with you on that one. I think that's very possible. Let's see. From Software will announce their new game, and it is not Bloodborne 2.
I agree on that.
Although I think the love for Bloodborne is there, and that will do gangbusters. I don't think that is what it will be.
I like the idea of Bloodborne just being a standalone title. Mm-hmm. Just this is the game. And that's it, without needing to franchise everything.
Yep.
But they do have a fair few other... Because the trailer seemed very Japanese-y.
Mm.
I mean, they're a Japanese studio. But they do have a lot of IPs to their name, which aren't Dark Souls and Bloodborne from 15, 20 years ago.
What is it?
But I've forgotten what they're all called.
It's not Shin Megami Tensei, that's something else.
No, hang on. From
Software. Yeah, and that's the exact reason why I think. Because, like, From Software have sort of... They've mentioned that the Souls franchise, quote-unquote, is sort of done to them. Although Bloodborne doesn't really fit in that, it is still in that wheelhouse, and I'd like to see them do something else.
I'm trying to find the ones I was
thinking of. I think going down the Japanese line would bring it into line with what Neo was doing. And, you know, obviously Neo did really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a good market to get into.
They've got Ninja Blade, Yoshitsune, but there is one big one that I had in mind.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm trying to remember what it is. Anyway,
yeah.
They do have other IPs that they could be revitalizing, so I don't think it'll be Bloodborne 2.
I agree.
I'd like it not to be Bloodborne 2, to be honest.
But it would be pretty rad if it was, though.
It'd be cool, but yeah. VR will be glossed over.
Okay.
There won't be... At best, VR will get a 5-minute highlight reel. At worst, nothing.
How many are we at now each deal?
That should be my fourth, I think.
Five each.
We haven't done 5 each.
Oh, you've done some... You agree with things.
Yeah, I did. I agree.
Oh, they're not predictions. They're disagreeing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I'll go through the list. I think we got one more each.
Yeah, okay, cool.
3 each. You should have done 4. One.
Hang on. Days Gone, Medieval, From Software, Rocksteady. So we've got one more each. One more each.
Yeah. So yeah, VR, just... We're not going to see anything big and new to make people go, wow! It'll just be... And here's some VR stuff while we get the stuff.
Like a little quick highlight reel
at best.
Okay.
I think they will have to do something so not to alienate the people that have bought it, but there won't be a lot of effort put into it.
Yeah, like I think Dreams will come out and have a VR mode, and that'll probably push the VR side of things.
Is that a prediction?
Not a prediction. Oh. I think that'll help push that VR side of things. No, my final prediction is Bluepoint will announce they're working on a PS remake, and it is of Demon Souls. Although personally, I would love it to be Metal Gear Solid. I believe it will be Demon Souls.
Who's Bluepoint again?
Bluepoint did Shadow of the Colossus and the Nathan Drake collection.
Right. That's it.
Yep, that's it.
Bluepoint will do something.
Bluepoint will do Demon Souls.
Demon Souls.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Bluepoint.
Knuckling it down there.
Demon Souls is what it is. Knock on wood. Servers got shut down just recently. People still love that game. Yeah. You know, the success of the Soulsborne genre. Mm. And with it being locked on PS3, not a lot of people have really dived into it. And because the spike sort of happened after for these style of games. Yep. So I think it would be a really smart idea. I said, although personally, I would love to see Metal Gear, because Metal Gear is literally trapped on PS1. And like, there's a remake on GameCube, but who the fuck plays on GameCube? Like, there is... It's not even on PS3. Like, it's on PS3 as, like, a classic, but it doesn't really... Not the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or, yeah, that's what I'd love to see. But it is Demon... my prediction is Demon Souls.
My final one is Death Stranding. As much as I don't want it to, we'll have a gameplay trailer.
Okay.
We will see not just another Kojima trailer where you just left not knowing what the fuck's going on. You're still not going to know what's going on, but there'll be some gameplay elements in the trailer.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think they can't do anymore
with Kojima on stage himself.
Oh, okay. Is that added to the?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So gameplay trailer.
Do you
plus
really
Kojima.
Think Kojima is someone to sit behind the scenes while a trailer for his baby game plays and him not be out there to? Because he leeches off the energy, yeah? And he needs to be there for the hype to feel good about himself. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. Yeah.
Very cool. Do you have any leftovers?
Nah.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay, well, I thought we were doing 5, so I got 5.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go... I'll run through... So these aren't predictions. They're only just what I had left on my page. I had, yeah, Last of Us 2 gameplay, which is a given, because I said I've just wrote things that were not... This is before they announced the 4 games that they'll announcing, that sort of stuff, right? So I also put their Death Stranding unnecessarily there. Ghost of Tsushima will get a story trailer. Dreams will have a VR mode with a 2018 release date. No Final Fantasy VII. No mention of hardware was a given. An indie showcase. Guacamelee 2 and Concrete Jungle. Concrete Jungle's been quiet for a couple of years.
If anything, Final Fantasy will be shown at Square.
Well, now that Square have their own thing, it makes sense. Black Ops 4 would get time there because they've got that marketing deal. Shenmue 3 would get a trailer, but that's just been brutally delayed again. So
Kojima will go full Kojima till the game's release and not show gameplay
at all. And then Zach says GameCube is peak Nintendo. Beautiful. All right, so this is where we're going to jump. Yes, Dylan. Dylan wants to clarify.
Yours? Days Gone release date?
Yes, Days Gone release date.
In quarter one.
So Days Gone release. I'll run through them. Make sure what you've got. So my predictions are Days Gone will get a release date and it'll be Q1 2019, which is between January to March.
Number two.
Which was Rocksteady will announce a new game and it is a DC property.
Three, Medieval.
Three is Medieval Remake will be shown off with a 2018 release date. From Software will announce Shadows Die Twice is what it's currently known as. They will announce what they're working on, and it is not Bloodborne 2.
Blue Point
are working on a remake of Demon's Souls.
Josh, yours was show will open on orchestra.
I'll read it out loud so the chat.
Yeah. So the show will open with the orchestra for Ghosts of Tsushima. I agreed with Ryan's Days Gone release date, but it will be quarter four 2018.
That's two different. Yeah, that's two.
Yeah. Despite what Sony said, I think they're pulling a Swiftie. Because they get shat on so much for being so long that they'll be like, fine, we'll tell you it's later, but give it sooner.
No
new exclusive first party AAA stuff.
Yep.
VR will be glossed over.
And Death Stranding
will get a gameplay trailer.
So this is where you guys come in the chat. As we said, we've got a copy of Detroit Become Human and some rad PlayStation 1 coasters to give away. So for those of you that are in the chat, be sure to drop in your E3 predictions below and we'll discuss them, break them down. While you do that, we'll go through the drop and then we'll come back to you guys.
Oh, is that how we're doing it?
Yes. Okay. Just because that gives them the time for the delay and whatnot.
Okay. So the drop, new PlayStation games for the 5th of June 2018. Awkward, PS4 Digital. Wasn't that last week?
May have been.
Possibly. BlazBlue, Crosstag Battle, PS4 Digital and Retail. The Elder Scrolls Online, Somerset. PS4 Digital and Retail. Homestar VR, PSVR Digital. The Infectious Madness of Dr. Decker, PS4 Digital. MotoGP 18, PS4 Digital. Onrush, PS4 Digital and Retail. Perils of Baking, PS4 Digital. Riddled Corpses EX, PS4, PS Vita Digital. So they say Riddled Corpses, but there are some very scantily clad schoolgirls on that cover, so I'm not too sure what their marketing message is. Roller Coaster Legends 2, Thor's Hammer. That's an ambitious crossover, PS4 Digital. Shape of the World, PS4 Digital. Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn, PS4 Digital and Retail.
There's people in the doorway. What's going on? We're deciding the winner's gonna as we're chatting. So, side note, can you put the oven on so we can cook those party pies? Thank you.
Yes. And the last game for the week, probably the biggest one, Vampyr, PS4 Digital.
Which you're pretty rad on, yeah?
I was until I played the demo, and I think they just picked a really poor slice of the game to demo at PAX and EB. I'll keep an eye on it, but I won't be picking it up day one. Not a chance on that, really.
Speaking of games apparently aren't doing too well, that Agony is apparently bombing.
Really?
Like, it's a real butt.
Like,
real butt.
Not a lot of people want it.
No, as
it
in it's
sucks.
Being reviewed poorly.
Oh, man.
I think IGN gave it a 4.
PS4 Agony Metacritic. I had high hopes for this game. Oh, man. 46%.
On that Metacritic's.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And so did you also hear on whether because they were going to release a patch that would make it uncensored. It turns out they could all be made redundant, like be sacked and sued heavily. Because they're like, well, fuck your rating system. We're going to release a patch. That's breaking the rating systems.
Couldn't just imagine. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that wouldn't be the case, actually. I say imagine because they had to censor it that it sucks now because it had to be censored. But it's all over the world.
But
yeah,
they also gave you a list of what was being cut out with the censored version. And it sounded kind of horrific.
It's only got 7 critic reviews.
It's because, yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think IGN gave it a 4, I think. Something really apparent like that.
IGN don't have a review on Metacritic.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
Well, let's jump... Ryan managed to tick both the hungry and sexist boxes when he demanded the oven be started. I'm like, hey, Jess, make me food, oven on now.
Oh. You could see the nipples get erect.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, lady, do things in kitchen. All right, let's jump in. We have a look here. I don't think Sam's serious, but MS is pulling their Xbox program and admitting that PlayStation is better. Very unlikely, but I like where you're
going. Just E3, that Phil Spencer just comes out, he's like, We're done.
Like we have this Microsoft Theater. We you know, OpenDisc just announced this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But there is a popcorn stand just out the door. If
you're hungry. Please get up your free Xbox on the way out because we don't fucking want this anymore. Yeah. We're done. And they go down there, not even Xbox
Watch
One.
Watch to announce our...
Not even the One X. They're all the Xbox Ones, the original VHS
One. Announce our entry into the laptop market. Right next to Alienware is Xbox laptop.
Blair McLaughlin says, I'm entirely not sure what is really coming, but I do enjoy the hype.
It is fun hype.
Demo says, Red Dead Redemption 2 with online info. Death Stranding will be shown, but still with yet no more info, which is like I think is very likely. Resident Evil 2 HD/remake will get announced. So that's been in the rumor mill for a while. New Splinter Cell will be announced and will be more like Conviction than like Blacklist.
I forgot about the that little leak about Splinter Cell from a few weeks ago. I would have put that in my predictions.
That's in my Ubi predictions, by the way. Just a heads up.
Oh, it is now. I'll put that in mine. Okay, and I believe
I'll show you my page. I believe you. Pinch says, my prediction, Valve will announce a number 3 game, e.g. Left 4 Dead 3 or Half-Life 3. Well, Left 4 Dead being a Xbox franchise. I don't see it coming up over here, and probably for PC. Demo also adds, FromSoft will say they are remaking Shadow Tower or making Shadow Tower 2, and Devolver Digital will yet again troll the whole idea. Okay, so we're getting some general predictions here, but then Dave's jumped in with asking for PS predictions. Bless is looking forward to the pop commentary of E3, when we live stream all those conferences, which will be
you 90%, me for PlayStation.
Let's see. And Zach is still waiting for his Agony Kickstarter reward, because he did back this on Kickstarter a while ago. He's still...
What's the reward that he's waiting for?
What are you waiting on, Zach? Just says, get fucked and going home.
After you turn the oven on.
Yeah.
Then you can go.
Put the oven on first, then you bounce, all right?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Justin says, Splinter Cell trailer and gameplay video, Red Dead gameplay with release. Well, we know the release dates. That's a given. A Wasteland 3 gameplay video and a gameplay video of Underworld Ascendant.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to find out.
Let's see. Sam says, Elder Scrolls 6.
I'm saving that, but not for Sony predictions.
Oh, Zach's waiting for his code for the game.
What the fuck?
It's been released like 4 days. Come on, guys. Give us some PlayStation predictions. What we need. We want some good fucking... You can win some games here.
Yeah, but
we're talking a lot of PC here.
We pretty
Xbox.
Much dissected all PlayStation
We
already,
did,
so
but
I think
we can get something out of them.
Okay.
What are you looking at? It's Underworld Ascent?
Yes.
Things are just falling off the walls here.
God, it's so hot in here, man. It's disgusting. Underworld Ascendant. From the creative minds behind the acclaimed Ultima Underworld series, Return to the Stygian Abyss and Underworld Ascendant, the RPG designed to express creativity through playstyle choices in a breathtaking fantasy realm rife with danger.
Dave says, dude, Jesse's gone and the oven's off.
Damn it! Dave, oven now!
Sam says, Spider-Man trailers. Zach jumps in with Porsche Challenge HD Remaster. And Porsche Challenge 2. And Lisa's a new unknown remake release, a la Crash/Spyro.
Something unknown.
Ooh.
What could it be?
Well, because like I personally would still like to see what's it called? Siphon Filter. But that's very unlikely.
Underworld Ascendant looks dope.
Yeah.
It looks cool as.
But it's a Steam game, no PlayStations.
I can play on my PC now, so what do
you,
I
You can play on your PC now. Well, in that case. Let's see. Where do we go? Who gave us that one? Unless anyone can blow us away in the next like 30 seconds. Let's look at that chat.
I'm gonna let you pick because I don't do these kind of decisions.
See the Doom 5 would be nice, which is I think that's
what about
possible. 4? Technically, last year's Doom 2015's Doom was Doom 4.
Oh really?
And Justin just won himself a promo copy of Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Let's see. Who should get themselves a copy of Days Gone?
I kind of want this game. I want it bad.
You know what? Because Ferratus Maximus gave us a fucking big ass string of them. What I said, Days Gone, man, that'd be rad, wouldn't it? Give me a copy of a game that doesn't yet exist on retail. It goes to Ferratus Maximus. Ferratus Maximus, you win yourself a copy of Detroit Become Human on PS4.
You said Days Gone, that's locked down in the prediction.
In 3 months.
Yeah, you may or may not get it in the next 12 months. let's see. Now, if you've got the second prize to give up, that would be... Oh, I like the balls on this one. So, in my pants, Tomb Raider market exclusive with Sony, shown at Sony Show.
Nah. I liked...
I like the balls on that one.
I liked Sean's optimism up there a little bit.
Sean's optimism? 10 PSVR games? Done. Sean Levitt?
I appreciate the enthusiasm. I don't think it'll happen. But I appreciate the enthusiasm. Hey,
and for that, you get four coasters based on PlayStation 1 games. We've got Prepper the Rapper, Gran Turismo, Wipeout, and Destruction Derby.
These are cool ones.
They are yours. You can put your beverages on them. Have a
Do they open? Good like, time. They're really convincing. Because when Dave brought them in, I was like, where the fuck did you get that? Mm. They're coasters. But they look like the real thing.
They are really rad. So be sure to reach out to Jess.
Send her with my shirt.
Yeah, so right to Jess, she'll grab your details and to get that posted out to you. Actually, I think you're Geelong based. We'll just give it to you.
Or that.
Anyways, but
that's it.
I'm pretty much done with that.
So how do you want to do this?
Mm.
Because I'm gonna have a fag.
Yep.
That's a given.
Mm-hmm. I want to have something to eat.
So yeah, but what do we want to do for that in between?
I might just have to have.
Why don't you bring food in here?
I might have to sit here and have a chat with the streams while you have a smoke.
Yeah, but so do you want to wrap this up, do the outro,
mm-hmm.
then. Have a chat with the stream for 10 minutes.
Then let's do that, yeah.
And then we go into
our E3
the rest of E3
yes.
predictions, which we will be interacting with the chat throughout that, correct?
Yes, that is a full open discussion on that one, yep. So that's fine. Cool. Anyway, so do your spiel and we'll get the fuck out of here.
So that PlayStation conversation happened on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and the other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of that conversation, like these guys in chat now, simply join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below, pick up Dylan's shit. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
And if you want to show your love for PopCulturist on your body, head to popculturist.com/shop. We can buy shirts like this one and the one Dylan's wearing over there. Once again, still no hats. Trying to find somewhere we can do that.
Thank you to everyone who joined us live.
Everyone that joined us live. Congratulations to those that won some free shit in the chat. Mm-hmm. And of course, the whole point of this stream is to raise money for Gen U and their applied video game program, which thanks to these lovely people, we have raised $465 as mm-hmm. of right now. And we are barely 4 hours deep at this point. Okay. We had a goal of 1,000. And we're 8 hours to go. I think we're almost there. We're doing fucking fantastic. James is here. What's going on, James? Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, you guys, there's going to be a shirt coming in the next couple of weeks. You're going to fucking piss your pants. Yeah.
We'll keep it hush for now.
Oh, do you want to keep it hush for now? No, that's a hush. That's dope.
That's a hush?
That's a dope shirt.
Yeah. So you like it?
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
Awesome, man.
That's I love sick. It.
Update just from Zach, just back on the Agony Kickstarter. The whole thing has been butchered. Console backers, no codes. People missing Steam keys, tons of people's names not listed. That's fucked, man. We should do a whole episode on Kickstarter at some point, because I have kind of a lot to say.
Because Kickstarter games always just never...
Next
never
time we're strapped for a topic, we'll do Kickstarter. Outro, let's go.
I'm Ryan Benson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And that was for the players.
That was the most abrupt ending to a show.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Ever.